that they were
Love Talk Radio.
They will state their prayer request in the cash app. But some of them things that people were saying, and that what you call them, I wouldn't have called in with them things neither.
That needs to stay a secret.
Some of that stuff needed to. I just said the stuff y'all saints deal with. I was like, Lord have mercy. I was like, this is cheaper to get another song. Okay. Hello? Yes, ma'am. Okay. Thank you. I love you. Okay, I gotta redo that. Yes, I am available. That's not a problem whatsoever. Would you like to schedule it around 2:00? That is perfect. I'm going to get you to send it to my email. Bishop Zee Jackson. Okay, PCC. Gmail.com and it's done. Hallelujah. KPCCJax@gmail.com doing the show?
No, we're just
going to BishopZJackson@gmail.com. I'm just trying to understand. I don't want to be redoing it in 3 weeks when you have another book. So let's figure out what to call it. Simply, Derek, the servant's talk. I don't know. Servant encounter.
I don't give you the revelation. Why are you asking me?
You are the river to a man.
Not what I'm doing. I'm being the one saying. I asked you that 2 o'clock in the morning when I was up working. I'm like, you wake up in the morning with a million sports cups. Did you lay back just in case? I just think, yeah, I went to get you. You just lay back in the other one. Okay, so I know how far you went there.
You're behind staying in the doghouse all the time. You just look at the screen. Like now you're trying to call her slow. I would rather you just not do that in front of people. You do know who we're dealing with. We're dealing with Pastor Sheila now. She's going to be proper at the time. Oh, Jesus, you know I'm married to a family. She is, so I understand what you're going through. Talk, man of God.
Yeah.
Is that the mic? No, this is your mic?
Hello, mic check. Mic check. Mic check.
Okay.
Hello. Hello. Mic. Hello.
Okay.
It's on.
Okay, keep talking.
Hello.
Is Pastor Sheila yours on?
Hello.
Yes.
It's on?
Yeah.
Say something.
Hello.
Talk about it.
Hallelujah.
Say something.
Hallelujah.
Okay, Pastor Sheila. Okay. Keep talking. Keep talking.
Hello. Hello.
Just do what you do. Just have a fussing. You know, you stuff. You're like.
Oh,
my God. I
am
like, I'm
really tired.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So they sit down and think about it. So come on, keep talking. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
See?
Twin.
Amen. God.
How
you doing? A more excellent way being held. Spiritual roots of the
Let's get off that wall.
Oh, so
you're
coming where the magic comes on.
Hey, how you doing?
That's my nephew.
Okay. Okay.
Prophet Valley want to know who you is and where you come from.
Okay,
thank you. Yeah. That's what's up.
Yeah.
It's all in clean family. I know. but he was family that served well. They, him and his wife, they serve well. before they went to where they went. No, they got a good pastor. He loves God. Is that Negro over there? Okay, let me grab this so I can go and go live. Pastor sending down here on recon, so you go down there and see God what Jackson and them that I'm doing down there. So we'll be coming back in and bring some of this stuff back here. That's what he Pastor didn't send on recon. That's what they hear. And what the saints need to do to get away from the church house? Lord, I need deliverance. Prophet Russell,
yes.
You need to build a prophet's table group.
Yes.
A page or a group, a page, maybe a page, a group.
Page.
Yeah, so that we can start sending people there. Now, let me say this to you. This is just me talking.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll just add me as one of the managers on it. What I'm going to say is, eventually the day is going to come in the moment where you are, God's assignment for your life is going to take you a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I believe we'll always be covenant and maybe even a satellite church and a part, but the assignment is going to go. So what happens is we don't want the identity of people only seeing you on ours. So if we crossfade it, it'll come on yours as well.
Right.
So that people will begin to build that identity. I'm not one of those persons that think the identity of a person should be solely around that it's connected to. I believe it should have a signature of it, but you have to also build that identity for that brand of the product that God's called you, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Okay. And hopefully you'll take that in the right way and not take it the wrong way, but I haven't said it now, so I can't put it back. My mom gets me in trouble a lot of times. Sheila, spell your name just so I can get it right.
S-H-E-I-L-A.
That's what I got.
Okay.
But it'd be hard to tell. Okay. I'm going to have to switch this font on this thing because, you know, that thing called getting a couple of days older. And I'm getting ready to do another room. And then, so I'm going to do one room, another room for the streaming too, but then pre-shows and tape them, and I'm putting a server in there so I can pre-tape them and what you call them. So I need a clock, a 30-minute clock on the wall. So when we actually start, the actual start time, so I can start getting this ready just by our network.
Right.
So it's in 28 minutes and 30 minute increments. So,
sacrifice of love, only entity.
I got you, man. I know your patience is not long. It's already been set for 4 o'clock. She may redo it now because I don't see nobody here. You know she ain't cheating, man. Oh, okay, yeah. She's a groomer. Yeah.
Our average client is $40.
What?
Our average client, she charges $40. She just don't charge us that. I watch her $40, $50 all day long. Okay, Reverend, I'm getting ready to go live with you all. So that's going to give you, I'm going to give you the time to share it. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Can you see you?
I'm on the hospital joke here.
Oh, yes, yeah, there.
No, it's there.
All these people want to text me. Now, a million and one texts, Jesus. But when I be texting, they ain't got nothing to say. Now, maybe because the fact I text at 1 o'clock in the morning. They don't be sleeping. Their minds just ain't thinking. The prophets don't sleep at night. They sleep when they have the breakdown moments when they sleep. They don't sleep like normal people. All right, Prophet Taylor, we got to go. We got to go. You ready?
Yeah.
Countdown and all. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You know you got to be quiet.
Well, verse and peace, beloveds, this is your friend and your brother, Prophet Russell Taylor, and my lovely wife, pastor, co-pastor, Prophetess Sheila Taylor. Welcome to At the Prophet's Table. We are so excited that you are here with us on this morning. And also, we want to say happy Sabbath to you. And we are so excited that you're with us. And we do ask that you will please swipe. Share, invite, tag someone in. Let them know that the Prophet's Table is on and we are here to minister to you. We're here to minister at your needs and everything. So we just thank God for what he is about to do in your life. And we're so excited, again, that you're here. Amen. And so we're going to go ahead and pray. I'm asking my wife to go ahead and open up and pray.
Father God, we thank you for today. God, we thank you for the opportunity to share of your goodness, of your mercy, of your grace, with my people on today. God, we're asking you, O God, to touch each and every individual that we're tuning in today, and those that we're watching the briefly, God. Help them to receive what you would have for them to receive. God, some are in need of healing, some are in the need of deliverance, some are in the need of salvation, God. But whatever it is, you know that there is nothing too hard for you. So, Father God, we thank you, oh God. We ask that let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Oh Lord, our strength and our redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Also, go ahead and greet the people and greet the people.
So, hello, everyone. We are so glad that you are excited about Waterloo, the future, and welcome to and engage with us today. We are asking you to please feel free to call the prayer lines that are going to be open. And we will share that number with you throughout the telecast today. We are asking that you just keep your mind open to receive what we're sharing. The principles on healing today and just your pathway to healing. So we're just super excited and honored that you would just take the time to listen and share. So don't be selfish, share, because God has something in store for you. Just be willing to receive it. So.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. And the call-in number is always open, so you can start calling in. And that number is on your screen at this time. And that number is available for you to call in whenever you see that number pop up. And so please don't hesitate to call. We want you to call in. Our format on Saturdays is us to really, really, really focus on prayer. And our format is to really pray for you. Now, anytime we come on, we will have an open line, unless things may change. So we want to go ahead and start talking about some things. We, my wife and I, love this book that we'll be coming from, and it's entitled A More Excellent Way, Being Health, Spiritual Root Causes of Diseases, Pathways to Wholeness. Amen. And this book is by Henry W. W. Wright. Henry W. Wright. And so, again, we want you to get to know a more excellent way that you will be able to experience the healing power, not only just the healing power, but the wholeness of the Father. Amen. The wholeness of the Father. So everything about your life needs to come into alignment with what the Lord is doing. And I want to recognize and give some shout out. I see Bishop, Bishop Johnson is on here. I see Smith King. Kim Smith, amen. Sister Diamond, God bless you, daughter. So good to see you. I see Kobe Jackson. God bless you, sir. Thank you so much for joining. Sister, my goddaughter, Pernell. So I see you all here. Please swipe, share, invite, amen. God niece, rather. excuse me. Whoa. hold on.
We also have Prophetess Sharon, Shaden Roberts, our daughter in the Lord. Thank you so much for joining. Thank you for your faithfulness and congratulations again.
Yes.
Still being a newlywed.
Yes.
So please send our love to your husband. Mr. Roberts, we just thank God for you joining us today and we'll ask that you share as well.
Amen. Amen. So, yes, please, please. Please share, tag someone in. Listen, you know anybody, even yourself, that is dealing with any type of issues in your body, any type of this issues flat out, no matter what it is, we want to pray for you. We want to minister to you. As a matter of fact, my cake lady, I call her my cake lady, Sister Sheila Roberts. She's going through some things in her body. So we're going to go ahead and just pray for her now. She said she'll be watching. I didn't get a chance to tag her in. So hopefully she is watching. I didn't see her on. So let me see, can I get her to tag in? I want her to see. Probably can't. However, we will get her, amen, to this. So again, the Lord is good. Amen. Okay. Excuse me. I fucked it in my throat, but I have you ever. We just thank God. Amen. So again, so we're going to go ahead. I'm going to wait until I see her name pop up. She's going to join, so I want her to pop up when I see her pop up. So the first thing we want to talk about, I want to talk about, I know. Pastor Sheila has some things that she wants to talk about. And again, that number is
563-999-3063.
Yes, so please call in. Also, if you want to sow a seed, the Cash App as well will be on the screen. The Cash App is $ProphetRussellTaylor. And so you're able to sow a seed at any given time. Listen, we pray over each seed that we get. I always forget to ask or what have you, and I just have to get out of that because people be fussing at me and say, we want to sow into your ministry. We want to do this and we want to do that. So we just want to make sure that you have the opportunity. We don't want to hold up anything that God has for you, but we know through sowing, the windows of heaven can and will be opened up on your behalf. Amen? Amen. So again, so today I want to talk about some things, amen, along with my wife. First thing I want to talk about is spirit of rejection. I know so many of people who are dealing with the spirit of rejection. Amen. The spirit of rejection. Amen. Hello, sister, Sister Candy. I see you. God bless you. So we have people dealing with the spirit of rejection. The spirit of man, excuse me, the spirit of a man will sustain his family. I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm getting all tongue-tied and messed up. Proverbs 18 and 14. The word of God tells us we are loved, adopted, and accepted, but rejection has an assignment to steal those truths away from us. We all know the depth, the deep seating of rejection, excuse me, because we are all born with an intense longing for love and acceptance. So what we're saying is that people, even from your mother's womb, there have been people being rejected because they was conceived out of wedlock, or they was conceived a way that they did not want to be conceived. And what happens is that mother and even that father sometimes rejected them while they were in that womb. And then that spirit gravitated to them while they were in their womb. So when the mother gave birth to the child, what happens is that spirit of rejection set in. And so now down through the years of growing up, of them not getting what they want, or always being told no, or always being told that you would never be nothing, always was told bad and evil stuff, is stuck inside of them. And so then now, so from the time of being conceived in your mother's womb, you was dealing with rejection, and then you was born and you still was dealing with rejection. And so now as you are growing up and you start hearing the word no, or you can't have this, or no, you can't do this, that spirit of rejection is still there. But I come to let you know, even on today, either while you're in your teenagehood, while you're in your adulthood, while you are in your seniorhood, the spirit of rejection is being lifted up off you. What you have to do is you have to literally pray and ask God and give it to the Father. It's not that he don't want it. It's not that he don't know that you're going through something. He knows what you're going through. So what you have to do is you have to be able to surrender yourself to the Father and say, Lord, help me in this season. Lord, help me in this time. Because the fact of the matter is, in order for you to be a more productive citizen, not just in the world, but in the kingdom, you have to be delivered from the spirit of rejection. Rejection is a very hard thing to deal with. Listen, I dealt with the spirit of rejection. When my father was nowhere around, he was nowhere in my life, and I didn't have the father figure. And, you know, I always hear, you know, the mother saying, well, I was the father and the mother. No, you was not. You can't be the father and the mother, because what the father can do, you can't do that because you are a woman. Okay, you can lead, you can guide, but those father tendencies you do not have. You have the motherly tendency. Okay, you have that motherly spirit. So I want to encourage, excuse me, I don't have corona, just have a cold. Left is good for the soul. So I want to encourage single parents, single mothers, and even the single fathers who are raising your child. You cannot be the mother. The only thing you can do is be the father. Okay? So we got to get out of that and stop saying that I'm the father and the mother, or the mother and the father, because you can't do that. Play your role. Do what God has called you to do. And then you begin to ask the Lord to send someone, your child's way, or even your way, to be able to be that mother or that father figure that child may need. You see what I'm saying? But the spirit of rejection is very heavy. But I'm telling you, as we are speaking today, if you are dealing with the spirit of rejection, please call that number that's on your screen. And we want to pray for you. We want to intercede for you. We want you to be free. And we want you to be the best citizen that you can be, that you will be, in the kingdom of God and in the United States of America, or wherever you are watching us from. And also, if you out of the country or somewhere and you watching us live, please put in the comment section where you in the comment section. Thank you. Get tongue-tied again. Put in that section where you watching us from. I would love to hear. If you in New York, put in New York. You in Jacksonville, put in Jacksonville. North Carolina, Brazil, Africa, wherever you're watching us from, please let us know where you're watching us from, because we want you to be connected to us as well. And let me pause for some station identification. I will be doing a profits table page, and so we're going to start reverting everybody to that profits table page once I get that page created or what have you. It will be a Facebook profits table page. I also have a page called the Soaking Group. Amen. That group is very informative. You know, I get people who follow me that has that one-on-one personal contact with me, that they'll be able to call me over Facebook, or they'll be able to inbox me. And so we spend quality time with these people. Amen. And so we're able to minister to you, but we will have that particular page available real soon. I want to put that out there. So when you see us coming on Facebook, we'll be coming from the Prophet's Table page. Amen. And so we'll be able to create something special just for our viewers. Amen. So I just wanted to put that in there. Amen. Do you have something?
Well, I do certainly agree with you that the spirit of rejection does manifest itself in different ways in our lives. When someone is telling you no, and they could just be giving giving you constructive criticism, but it will be overshadowed if the spirit of rejection is operating in your life. It will be overshadowed, and you won't receive the positive, which is to sharpen you, which is to help shape you, which is to help push you into greatness. You'll receive, you know what, I tried and it didn't work. And you know, you'll just believe the lie of the devil, which is, you know, we to put it in a more spiritual context, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. So the enemy likes to speak to our minds. And if you're operating in the spirit of rejection, the enemy is consistently speaking to your mind, telling you that you're less than, that you won't prosper, that there's no sense of trying because you're already a failure. Why waste your time when the Word of God tells us that He came to bring us life and to bring us life more abundantly, and that our faith with work is going to push us into greatness. So obviously, anything that is not consistent with that is from the enemy, and it's to keep you from growing in God. And God wants us to be fruitful and multiply in Him, to grow from faith to faith and from glory to glory. And in Him, we can do those things, but it is something that you are going to have to reject the enemy's voice.
Yes.
You're going to have to reject the tools, the people that the enemy sends to concur with the negative words, to agree. Because the enemy will not only have it, he can have it coming from someone that you call your friend. It could come by the way of a parent. It could come by the way of a sibling. It can come by the way of a boss. But then when the enemy comes in like a flood, God can lift up a standard,
yeah,
which will be that positive person,
yeah,
that he divinely connects you with. So you're not only being hearing the voice of the enemy,
right,
but you are also have the opportunity to take on the seed of goodness and righteousness and positiveness from someone that God has connected you with. So you don't only have to hear the negativity, you can also hear the positivity. Now, once you hear positive and negative, it's up to us to make that choice.
Yes.
So we can choose to continue, mm-hmm, to believe and operate in the lie, or we can reject it, and we can just begin. And some of things come by fasting and prayer. You have that conjunction. Some things coming by you speaking to a mentor or a leader that God has placed in your life and say, I'm really dealing with, I know I'm better than this, but all I hear and all I see around me is negativity. Can you help me? Can you give me some advice? And sometimes we don't want to reach out because we're embarrassed, because,
yeah,
we are ashamed.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to reach out. We just entertain it, because God has already told us that weapons are going to be formed, that these things dark or any, I'm saying dark, but I want to use a different word as well. There is always going to be a negative to try to prevent you from moving and growing in God, from doing better. There is always going to be that comes at you.
Right.
But then when we are confronted with that, God has made a way of escape, which is us casting down those things, saying that I'm not going to entertain this. Instead, let me replace this with something positive.
Wow.
If that makes sense.
Yes. and the thing is, you know, believe it or not, the spirit of rejection is a seed. And it's a sin. It was a seed that was sown. And as you are, as the person has deposited that seed started growing into your life, and it caused you to act out of character. It caused you to hurt other people. Okay? And so I think this is where we're going to park it today.
Okay.
I feel like this is where we're going to park.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I'm sensing in the spirit, and I know I got an inbox the other day from someone that was going through with their mother, and I immediately started praying for them. Usually I would leave a inbox prayer with them, but I didn't do that this time. And I want, because they're watching me now, I want to encourage you to really seek the face of God. This is a season where it may be a time where you're going to have to start cutting away. I'm going to let that marinate. It may be a time where you're going to have to cut away. I believe God is going to give you your own. And you're going to really know who you are. And you're going to really know whose you are. I come against every generational curse that has been attached to you. This is not just for the person that I know who it's for, but if somebody else is watching me. And so I want you to know this is the season of cutting away. Yes, they may have given birth to you. Yes, they may have they met up with your mother, and they was the seed depositor, or whatever you want to call it, and they're your father. But sometimes you're going to have to cut away. Why? So you can have a clear frame of mind, a clear way of thinking. Because when it gets to the point of you holding anger, because resentment holds anger. See, there is an attachment to it. And the reason why they are hurting you is because they're hurt. Listen, hurt rejection. Hurt people. And are easily hurt by other people. That is, the more rejection built up in your life, the easier it is to be hurt by others. Like a wounded pet that bites the owner that is trying to render aid, but hurt others. Excuse me, we hurt others. Hurt people is motivated to hurt other people. Because in their head, they're feeling like, because I'm hurt, I have to go out and hurt someone else. I'm telling you today that God is literally healing you right now. God not only healing you, but he's making you whole. But you got to make a clear decision that I'm not going to hold or regard any iniquity or any anger in my heart. The Bible says be angry, but sin not. So he says it's okay to be angry. But the problem is when you begin to be angry, you know, most of us start sinning. So he has told us we can be angry. We have the right to be angry, but we don't have the right to sin. Listen to me. I understand that you've been rejected all of your life, but I'm presenting something to you today, which is called love. The Father's love wants to overshadow you. The Father loves wants to cover you. This is why he said in his word that the love of God covers a multitude. I need you to call me 563-999-3060. We want to pray for you. If you're dealing with the spirit of rejection, I'm telling you right now. God, I wish I had this microphone on. I'm telling you right now that God is doing something great in your life. Somebody, just like my wife said, that some of you have been dealing with the spirit of rejection on your job. Things have been coming every way that it can. The boss man, boss lady, boss girl, boss boy, everybody is just trying to, they throw these daggers, they throw in these things, but I'm shooting that arrow of deliverance your way today. Hallelujah. I'm shooting the arrow of deliverance your way today. Thank God for the testimony of Sister Candace. She says here, she says, thank you for praying with me, Sister Sheila. Things changed on the job. See, that's a testimony right there. My wife prayed for Sister Candace some time ago about something that was going on, but God did something great on her job. Things are changing. See, when you call us, when you talk to us, listen here, we're not a fly-by-night person. We're not a novice. We know the power of prayer. But I'm telling you on today that God is up to something great. God is up to something great. And he wants to do something in your life. And so I don't want you to be worrying about what people may say. I don't want you to be worrying about what people may do. I come against every witch, every warlock, every sorcerer, every monitoring spirit that have been trying to hold you down, that has been monitoring your going in and your coming out. I hear the Lord say today, I'm blinding that monitoring spirit and every word curse that was sick over you, even while you were in your mama's womb. I'm telling you right now, even in the time of conception, there have been a word curse that was spoken over your life. You are free and you are set free by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the blood of Jesus covers you now. You cannot give up on God. Why? Because he's not going to give up on you. You have something?
Just that the spirit of rejection will cause you to motivate you, like you said, for revenge and retaliation.
Mm.
And it will keep you in a state, if you allow it to, of unforgiveness. But the word of God says, Matthew 6 and 15, but if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So we have to stay in a state of repentance. Because it's not like my husband said, it's not that you're not going to get angry, because you are. I mean, when people do certain things to you, and even sometimes we perceive, sometimes it's not their intention, but if our perception even is that someone was trying to do something to us, we're going to receive it negatively, when sometimes that's not the intent. But anyway, it's going to, you start to harbor sometimes those feelings, and it builds and it builds and it builds.
Mm.
It builds resentment, it builds unforgiveness, it builds, sometimes you're plotting on how you're going to get them back. But what you need to know is that you cannot operate in freedom, in God, in deliverance, doing that.
Correct.
You cannot be, because the Lord says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. He told us to put on the whole armor. Sometimes we are susceptible to revenge, anger, resentment, rejection even, because we have not put on our whole armor. We have not guarded our heart. So when those things are presented to us, we are going to be defensive and therefore begin to meditate on these things instead of rejecting them. So that's why we have to stay in a place of repentance, Father God. Even those things I may not even know about that I'm entertaining, please forgive me, help me, give me strength to push past that. Deliver me, O God. I am standing in the need of prayer.
Amen. And so that's a good point. I want you, those of you that's watching, all 118 plus people that is watching, I want you to type in freedom and liberty. I'm free and I'm liberated. Because I'm telling you right now, the power of the Father is setting you free. The power of the Father is liberating you now. That you don't have to walk in this struggle of rejection anymore. Listen, those that, I say this all the time, anger doesn't kill the person that delivered it to you, but it kills the person that carries it in their heart. So those people that rejected you, pretty much probably is moving on. So, but you're still stuck at the place that you're in now because you still replaying in your head what they said. You replaying what they did. And the Lord is saying that not only that I'm healing you from that, but I'm healing you from the replaying of the rejection. I'm healing you and making you whole from the replaying of these things. Listen, the Lord is simply saying that he is taking out the sting of trauma from out of your memory. He's taking the sting of trauma. He's removing the sting of trauma away from you. Look at it. Just like, let me give you an illustration. Just like if you get stung by a bee or by a wasp, sometimes they leave the stinger inside of you. And if that stinger is not removed from out of you, it will cause poisonous to get into your bloodstream. And that is, and that is what's taking place right now. Because what happened was, when mama told you that you would never be nothing, and you would be like her, because I'm nothing. And when daddy told you that you would never be nothing, that was a sting of trauma. Even I understand that you was raped, and I understand that you were molested. And I understand all these things happen to you, but now it caused a bad infection inside of you. And so the Lord is simply saying on today, this morning, that he wants to operate on you. He wants to take out the sting of
trauma from you. And so he wants to heal you. He wants to deliver you from all of these things that's going on. Somebody shout, I'm free.
I'm free. Hallelujah.
I feel the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
And so you have to be free in order for you to be able to minister to your home first. Ah, God. In order for you to be able to minister to your children and talk to them about being free of rejection, being free of anger, and being free of hurt, they actually have to see you operate in that. And so what begins to happen is we have so many people who is faking it. They have told you to fake it until you make it, and it was a lie. Because now you are still struggling with your issues. So rejection has caused you to operate in a place of denial. Rejection has caused you to hurt even your children. Rejection has caused you to leave your wife, to leave your husband. But I speak on today, we speak on today, that the healing power of the living God will resonate in your life.
Hallelujah. And how this all ties back to the book that we opened with, A More Excellent Way, Being in Hell. All of these rejections, bitterness, all of those types of things can cause depression and anxiety and a heart condition. So it's not only your spiritual heart that's being affected, but your natural heart is being affected by the stress and the anxiety and those ill feelings that you're holding up in your body. And all of that produce toxins and releases toxins in your body, and it comes against healthiness. It comes against wellness.
Yeah.
Not only spiritual wellness, but your physical wellness, your total being. Because God, He wants us to be free. He wants us. John 3:1-2. This is our ministry foundational scripture. John 3:1-2, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper.
Yes.
So God, He wants us to prosper, but you have to know that your spirit and your body, it works together.
Mm.
The more free that you are in your spirit, it causes you to do more healthier things, to have a more healthier lifestyle. And as people are seeing the children of God, the kingdom of God, citizens operating in wellness, they're drawn. It's like a magnet. They see you moving forward. They see the love of God operating through you and in you. And then they want some of that. How can I? I'm going through. How can I get that? It's no magical drug. It's just simply surrendering to God.
Yes.
And allowing yourself to be free.
Yes.
Because again, God, if God gives us choices, we can choose to stay right where we are. We can choose not to grow. We can choose to hold on to that rejection, that bitterness, that anger. or we can choose to be free. God wants us to be free.
Yeah.
God wants us to prosper. He desires us not to only be wealthy in the flesh, but he desires us to be wealthy in the spirit.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he wants us to share that wealth. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We bless you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless
so,
you, God.
Okay,
you,
and so, wow. Let me, I want to bring some things to light. That number is
563-999-3060. We're waiting on your call.
Amen. Let me show you the vision of Satan. Don't you know Satan has a vision statement? So let me show you what Satan's vision statement is. It says, the thief, Satan's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. Steal, to remove our love, our joy, and our peace in Christ. Kill, to remove the true purpose for our lives by seducing us into chasing worthless endeavors. Destroy, to ruin our lives, our life work, so that looking back, we see a worthless hate of rebels. My God. But let's look at God's vision statement. Excuse me. So everything is coming from John 10 and 10. So look at God's vision statement. May God, my God's purpose is to give life in all its fullness. This is coming from the NLT. The Greek word here is Zoe, not bios. Bios is the biblical life we live on earth, where Zoe is the life of God in heaven. Jesus came to fully give us the God kind of life of heaven while we are still on earth. Remember, if God takes away, it is only to add more. John 15 and 2. I feel the Holy Ghost. And so I said all of this. My wife made mention about our ministry. We had an outreach ministry called Shalom Worldwide Healing and Outreach Ministry. And so we did a whole lot of stuff with that ministry. You know, when I travel, that's what I use, you know, where I hear now with ministries. And our primary goal and vision is to bring what? Shalom, the peace of God, to help you to receive your healing and your wholeness at the state that you're in. We're not, listen. We see you where you at, but not only we see you where you at, but we can see beyond that and see what your future look like. And your future look brighter than what you're in now. So we want to outreach and help you at the place that you're in, to help snatch you out of that place and put you to another place in God. It is our prayer that the Father would continue to cause his face to shine upon you. That the shalom and the peace of God will continue to surround you. Because you got to realize this, when you are in the presence of God, nothing evil, nothing good can stand in the presence of the Almighty. And the sad part about it, a lot of people have not been in the presence of God. And this is why we bring this show to you on Saturday morning, because we want you to be and be able to feel the presence of the living God. This is why we bring the show to you on Monday, because we want to teach you the word of the living God. So it will help aid you and get you to the place in God where you would not be able to operate in frustration. I speak to Sheila Roberts now, and I speak to your high blood pressure. I speak right now that everything will be regulated to where it's supposed to be. Rubber cord, that another that fell on me. I speak right now that high blood pressure will be regulated. I come against every headache now, and I command headaches to go now by the power of the living God. Come on, whole shot. Satan, the blood is against you, and we don't ask you, but we command you now to be loose now. Shalom, rest on her now. In the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Right now, I come against the spirit of suicide. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Some of you, hallelujah, some of you have been rejected so much. You said that your life is not worth living. But God is here to bring you peace. And right now, I decree and declare that you shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. I send life to you now. In the name of Jesus,
yes.
I come against the spirit of suicide, and I speak life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And life more abundantly.
Yes.
You shall no longer operate the way that you have operated in times past. But the Lord is bringing you life, and he is giving you strategic direction right now in the name of Jesus. And he will divinely connect you with those. Hallelujah. That can help prosper you, that can help you grow in him. Do not receive the lies of the enemy any longer. Walk in your freedom. Walk in your deliverance now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, I see Sister Lois, if I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. I see that you put some names inside the comment section. We're going to call those names out. And I hope I pronounced them correctly. Trish Les. I don't know if you can see him. Trish Les. Alexis Marshall. And the Amazing Grace Outreach Ministries. Christian Living. Hope of Glory Praise and Prayer Ministry. So I believe she put these names out here so we can pray or to tag them in. And so we want to go in and pray for these people. Father, these names that have been placed into the comment section, these ministries and these individuals, Father, I pray now that your supernatural work will take place in their lives. Father, whatever they're dealing with, whatever is going on, I speak total restoration. I speak total healing. I speak total wholeness right now to come upon them now. Satan, the blood is against you now. And we command you now to loose your hold right now. And the double course shine in the so. Father, I speak right now to Alexis Marshall. Father, I speak to Alexis Marshall. I hear the Lord say that this is the season, this is the time for you to steal away. This is the season and the time for you to really seek my face, said the Lord. This is the season and the time because I want to impart. I want to pour into you, and I want to minister to you onto another level. I want you to hear my voice clear. And he said, and the Lord said, the only way that you would hear my voice clear, Alexis Marshall, if you spend more quality time with me. And I hear the Lord say, steal away. And matter of fact, I hear this old saying, Hike up your window and open up your door and let the Lord come on in. Because there's something great. There's some things that have been held up. Oh, Rabbi Shanda, there's some things that have been held up. And the Lord said, if you seek my face, I'm going to release those things that have been held up. I see about 3 months worth of things that have been held up. And the Lord said, I'm releasing it unto you. Hallelujah. 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 Trish Less. The Lord say, I'm giving you love back. I'm giving you love back. There has been like a detachment, some kind of way from love. But the Lord said, I'm giving you my love first, so then you would know how to love another way. I don't know why I'm saying that. If I'm wrong, you can put on here that you're wrong and you false. And you know what? I can only go by what I hear the Lord saying. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. I hear the Lord say that there are many of you that have been seeking him for a direction. Hallelujah. But however, when you're getting the direction, you're not writing it down. He wants you to take into prayer a notebook and write down the direction so that you can follow through. You ask, and he's giving it to you, but you're not following through because you're not having the full direction. Now, God will bring some things back to our remembrance, but he wants us to also be also ready as we're asking God, as we are asking him and seeking him today. Let's be prepared to walk therein.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes. And the Lord said, even as I'm giving you direction, and I keep hearing that there's a great cutting away. The place where God is taking you, people are not going to be able to go. I know that they've been supportive of your ministry. I know they've been supportive of you launching out. I know they've been investors of your business or what have you. But this place here, where God is able to take some of you all, they cannot go. Why? Because they cannot handle, oh God, they cannot handle where you're going. Don't you know the higher you go, the less oxygen there? Listen, when we go higher, there's certain places that people that's attached to me can't go there. Why? It's because they're not equipped. Now, you've been able to stay down there and look up and see where I'm going, and I'm still going to pray for you, but I'm not going to be able to throw you a lifeline when I am on a certain assignment. Listen. They tell you that when you are on a plane and something just so happened on the plane, I don't know how much more minutes we have.
Three.
Okay, so we're about 3 minutes down, okay? So let me go ahead and give this, and then we're going to pray, I promise you. When you're in a plane and when the steward is getting ready to give you instructions before we take off, they do all of this and pull this out and show you and direct you and do all of this. And this is just all this. So they tell you, before you try to help anybody else, if the time that the oxygen mask needs to be, when oxygen mask come down, put it on yourself first before you put it on somebody else. What I'm saying to you is that you have to save yourself first before you be able to save somebody else. Because in this season, I'm telling you, look at the new normal now. Look at the new normal now. This is where we're going. I want to speak to some leaders right now. And I promise you'll get ready to go. I want to speak to some leaders. This is the time for you to take social media by storm. Some of you need to go ahead and start developing a social media for your ministry. The Lord spoke to me on the other day that social media now is going to be a big part of the ministry. And some of you pastors are going to have a budget set aside just for social media. Meaning that you're not going to be able to really operate. You're going to probably have to hire a social media pastor as it grows. Because a lot of people are not going to be able to come back to church for a while. Okay? I know this sounds crazy. Take it, write it down, pray on it, see what the Lord said, tell you. But I'm just telling you by the Spirit of the living God that some of you all are going to stop bashing social media. Stop bashing going Facebook Live, YouTube Live, and all of this stuff. It's going to help you. Because your numbers, and it's not about numbers, but what I'm saying is people now are sitting home doing nothing. So they're looking for an outlet. Can you be that outlet of what needs to take place to help people to get to Christ? Amen? Let us pray. Father, we thank you now. As we begin to close out, we pray right now that you will cause your face to shine upon each person that is watching us live. Each person that is watching the watch party, each person that is watching the replay. Father, we thank you now that they will be inspired and uplifted because of the prophet's table. Bless them now. Those that are dealing with the spirit of rejection, I command you now to be healed and be made whole. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet and out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. We thank you and we give you glory and we give you praise. You are free and you are liberated right now. Liberty comes upon you now. In the precious name of Jesus, we do pray. And we plead the blood over this prayer right now.
God, we just thank you for how you moved on today, God. We thank you that you are healing, God, that you are making whole, God, that you are giving strategies, hallelujah, that you are giving direction, that you're making divine connections, God. We thank you, oh God, that they will fulfill their assignment, oh God, that they do have purpose, that they shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. I see you, Elder Robin L. Smith, thank you so much for confirming that. She says, so true. Amen. Grow your social media. Yes. Amen. I see you, Deshaun. God bless you so much for joining us. Amen. Please go back and watch the replay. Amen. There's a grace to grow your social media ministry now. Amen. God bless you. So we just thank God. Amen. Amen. Y'all keep coming on. Amen. Listen, if you need any information on how to grow your social media, hopefully we will have a commercial that we that, so don't go right after we get done. I'm gonna show you some commercials, amen. And so you'll be able to contact us. We are here for you. We have a social media that we'll be able to help you out, amen. So call us, amen. This is what we're here for, amen. Also, if you need me to come on your social media to help minister on your social media, feel free, inbox me, let me know. And we are here for you. Thank you so much, my wife, amen. Pastor Sheila, amen, for joining me on Saturdays, amen. We thank God, amen. Till we meet again, shalom, beloved, grace and peace. Let's watch the commercials. Can you turn the lights off?
Okay, another wonderful show, man of God. You turned your big mic off because you grabbed your big mic today.
Oh, yeah, that thing was still good. I forgot about this. Oh, it did. Yeah.
It got good to you, didn't it?
It did.
I heard you. You got to be Bishop Meaty J.
So that's the thing that I want to remember. I bet you're going to be coming from this on Saturdays. Yeah, I like this thing on the iPad.
What?
The book, what you do is, you can actually look in the index. You can tap the section that you're in. You can actually tap the like I want to give a rejection. So you can hit rejection, and it takes you right down right to that page.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, so I like that. All that different.
Me?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to be in full time today. It was a rough start.
Why was you getting so tongue tied?
I don't know. It happens sometimes. And then I was trying to see too, so.
Oh, you was trying to see and walk at the same time? You were trying to see and walk at the same time?
Mm-hmm. Because I felt like one of those, the jockeys, the ones that be riding the horses, they come straight, they get going real fast, and I think that's it.
But have you noticed that, I'm noticing that people are, they will inbox you and say a little bit more than they will.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, the phone is good, but I think sometimes people are a little bit uncomfortable to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it worked good for radio, but I'm not sure.
That's what I was thinking, too.
That's true. I can see that because you can't really identify the person on the radio. But you could go back and try to
speak.
I mean, if it's that.
I mean, if you that just that petty. Yeah. And trust me, people are just that.
Yeah.
So I work on that, and I'm gonna get a little straight up on that.
Yeah, it's gonna help us as we build everything that we're building, Doc. It's one step at a time. You just gotta get your.
I feel a certain grace. I don't know. It's something to transpire. Somebody is watching me, like they're going to present something. Hey, I need you, you know. And I guess I'm just that. I'm that different type of prophet, you know. It's kind of hard to explain, but I'm yeah.
It's not just us. We have people calling us. And I keep trying to put everything up.
That's the mother in there.
Oh, that. I hated that. And I was trying to adjust it. And I even wanted to take it off.
So what you have to do the next time?
I wanted to take it off and put it in the chair. But I'm like, oh, wait, that doesn't.
Well, no, you said it. You can probably, like, sometimes probably just sit. Like, sit on it. Like, put it up on the leg.
Oh. And then you think I'm going to be doing it with people.
It's probably, you know what, somebody called, it's probably the man that, or who.
Oh, okay. You know, this is a thing that's been shut. That's been happening since the first battle. And I thought maybe, you know,
You're right.